because I found out watching a video. I didn't know. I didn't know. I didn't. I said, that is not.
Latino with the podcast and the Latino with a podcast. Chris and Henix Mayer, and today I am with Chakory, the boys. Because like I've seen a lot of comics, and you're the comics with the raspiest voice I ever heard. I was talking with the person I'm dating today, like, oh, I'm gonna have Chakory and the boys, and she's like, why the boys? I was like, he sounds like, we got to this. He sounds like every man sounds in the morning voice that is like, hello, baby girl. And then 20 minutes, and like 5 minutes later, you're like, what's up? How are you? Like, but you have that voice all the time.
Yeah, no. My first 20 minutes of wake up is dangerous. It's dangerous. It's even
deeper. You're just bass.
Yeah. My chest is vibrating, the whole thing. Yeah. My dad sounds just like this, ironically. Yeah.
You wake up and you're just like a beat. You go, boom, boom, boom.
You're just like, dang, no. Biz Markie in the morning. Yeah. Oh, what's the dang? That is Biz Markie and Men in Black.
Like Estromae, you know Estromae? He makes like that music like... a lot of
yeah.
He made that song because he was like near to where you're sleeping, and he just heard in the morning like, that's you waking
never
up.
Fine, yeah. Shout out, Louis Armstrong ass voice.
This is the thing. I believe like, Americans don't use as much as Latinos use the audio messages. Mm. Latinos love that shit.
I think the older I've gotten, I love a good audio message, especially while I almost sent you a couple of audio messages.
But with now. That, dude, like, would you kill? Yeah. Like, you send an audio message to a Latino, like, hey, baby girl, how are you?
I had to slow down on the audio message because when I was dating, yeah, that's a sexy tool, but I'm long winded. So I just get to going, like, yeah, and it was this and it was that. I was like, oh, I'm just fucking babbling. Talk. So, yeah.
I just call me Mamacita. And
yeah.
And I'll be okay with it.
I just needed a hey, baby girl. You're talking about some, yeah, I'm sweating now. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know if I'll make it, but okay. Thank you so much for coming. Like,
thank you for having
like,
me.
You were like, this is what I heard, that you were like kind of a Chicago legend. You got to a point that you're like, I need to spread my wings, and then you moved to LA for a moment. Mm. Like, I want to know who was the comedy scene in Chicago like back in the day.
That's a good Chicago legend is funny. I don't think I accomplished much in Chicago while I was here. But I will say, when I was here, as soon as I got here, I had came from college. Like, when I got out of college in 2017, I came back to the scene. It might have been, do you know Marcus Banks that runs My Best Friend Is Black? Yeah, I met Marcus Banks maybe my second day, like October 2017, like doing stand-up. And he had only been out here for like telling jokes for a couple months. Maybe less than that, but we met at the Mutiny. I know the Mutiny is closed down now, so a lot of people might not know about the Mutiny, but the Mutiny was a fucking spot. I mean, Hannibal Buress, I know Hannibal, if you go to Kohl's or something.
He used to go to the Nord Bar.
Nord Bar too,
Nord Bar was really good.
And Mutiny was this nasty-ass dive bar with this angry old man that he loved art, but he didn't love people. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that happened.
Yeah. So, like, but he just kept, it was a super inviting place. And I've seen Hannibal pull up there. I met Michael Robinson there, Tristan A. Smith, Rovan Hill.
Oh, Tristan is, dude, I fucking
love him. I love Tristan.
I'm going to say something for Tristan. If you ever watch my podcast, your Monday confessions are fucked up. Stop that shit. It's like Monday confession. I suck the toes from this bitch. I'm like, what the fuck, dude?
It's confessional. You gotta give it up.
It's like Monday confessions. Don't do peanut butter on toes. It doesn't taste good. I'm like, what the fuck are you saying? No, shout out to Tristan. I love him.
No, but that room was really good because it just branched me off in every other room. Back then, Ed Towns and Rodescu was still doing their Monday spot. I had seen them come through there, the Brandon Kiefers. Shout out to my man, Skylar Higley, because that's why you say I'm a Chicago legend. I remember when Skylar Higley, St. James, and these guys all had the Young Hustle show before they got into the Laugh Factory. And I was like, man, I'm trying to be like them black dudes right there producing their own show. Them motherfuckers didn't know who I was. I think Clay was the only person that was like, yo, what's up? Who are you? You know what I mean? Cordial. But they was moving. They had so much motion. So even when I got to LA and I started prospering, me and Skylar reintroduced because he didn't remember me. I remembered him. You know what I mean? It was one of those moments. So I would say I got all my Chicago flowers when I left LA, when I left for LA. When I left, more people was like, oh shit, that dude left. Like, I did think I was on the precipice of like, oh, I'm finna get booked crazy in the city. And it just slowed down. Like, Zach O'Ryan was around back then. Like, you know what I mean? It was just certain guys. And the scene was just, it was rich, Christian, because
you're dropping really nice names.
Man, Chris Redd had just left. Like, it's Chris Redd, Josh Johnson, and Just Niche. Where it was like the summer 2017. It was like, yo, Chris Redd about to do SNL. Josh Johnson on Comedy Central. Just Niche just did the Kevin Hart thing. And it was like, all from every side. You got the South Side comics. You got the North Side comics. It was just a beautiful thing. And I don't know, when you get to L.A., that's all they talk about is Chicago comedy. They're like, yo, you from Chicago? Because I think there's definitely war between L.A. and New York comedy scenes, but the Chicago scene is like the perfect bridge for both. They're like, oh, you from Chicago? He funny. I know he funny. It's one of those.
What, like, like these like anime girls in the middle, like, yeah, whatever side take us, we're good.
Yeah. Yo, little Sailor Moon cosplayers. Yes, yes, yeah.
That's Chicago. No, but this is something that I have discussed with other people that moved to other cities. And I do believe Chicago is not a place to flourish. It's a place to grow, but not a place to flourish. Because every person that I have had I'm thriving in LA, I'm thriving in New York, I'm thriving in Austin. They're like, yeah, in Chicago I was doing so. Mm-hmm. But then I moved to this place and they recognize like, oh, you're from Chicago, you're funny, blah, blah, blah. And then in the other places that they actually grow, they have a lot of opportunities. And then when they come back, it's like, hey, yeah, we remember you. Come back.
That's a great perspective. I have a LA comic friend, really good mentor of mine, Stephen Marcus Relliford. He has a joke about Jesus being like open mic comics because he had to leave his city for his miracles to work. Like, I do think that's a real thing of like when you're in the city that you started in or growing in, you know what I mean, to get your bearings. I think there is a lot of overlooking, like, oh, yeah, there go Jesus over there, man. He don't turn water into wine. I went to school with him. You know what I mean? It's a normalcy of thing as opposed to when you go to another city or another place. It's just like, who is this guy? It's a lot of mystery. It's a lot of mystique. I could say even coming back to Chicago, you like, oh, I didn't think some guys – I love knowing people don't know how good I am. They don't know, because if you don't know who I am, you just don't know. And then it's like, who the fuck is that? And I love that thing too. So I think I'm getting it in the reverse. I mean, obviously going to LA and doing some work and coming back with different, but it's like, damn, I've been dreaming about this for years, Christian.
Okay, I put one perspective that I didn't see and I like it. Like, using the Jesus example, it may be because the city see you like doing bad shit, like not that good, and then in the head of most people is like, oh yeah, Shakur, like, hey, he's okay.
I remember getting you got great stage presence. Like, I don't think a lot of people thought I could write jokes when I first started.
Exactly. I believe maybe that's like what stick with them the first time they saw you. If it is the Jesus analogy, it's like, oh yeah, this guy turns water into.
I saw all your mistakes. I don't care about how good you've become. I remember what you were.
I believe that might be because it's like Jesus, like, yeah, this guy is turning water into cranberries. Just like, who the fuck cares? Like we don't want cranberry juice, and then like, no, he turns shit into wine. It's like, I believe that guy. Even, I saw him before.
Yeah, even the analogy is so beautiful because you can't really just keep it going of like, I've seen this guy, ooh, the third. But again, when you see it somewhere else.
He's using the fucking voice. Like, I'm a little wet right now.
when he left Jerusalem, when he was outside the city, people was bragging like, I ain't never seen nothing like this. You know what I mean? Like, it's like the first time you see a super dark comic in an open mic and you're like, oh shit, he killing that Anthony Jeselnik one-liner style. Like, I haven't seen a young comic do that. But I think it's all give and take because it was like, I feel like the more popular guys have excelled here. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, they become popular, they leave.
Yeah. No, that's exactly it. I don't want to speak on some people that haven't left since I came back because I was like, why didn't you leave? That would make exactly sense. Right. If I left and you got, and I got left, you would leave and get, you know. And I think, all that shit sometimes is just just faith too. Like, some people are scared of shit. You know what I mean? Some people don't go outside of their open mic map. Like, hey, these are the spots I hit. I'm not going over here to this room or that room. So, you know what I mean?
Okay, question. Do you think that people who stayed is because they think, like, something's going to happen here? Because the people who leave is like, something's not happening here. Let's see it's somewhere else.
Yeah.
Woo.
Yes, I think it's part of it. I mean, obviously it's nuanced, but I do think some people think, oh, yeah, I can get it from if I'm in at the Laugh Factory in Chicago, I can get in at the Laugh Factory in Hollywood. If I'm in at Zany's in Chicago, I can get the Nashville Zany. So
yeah.
I think a lot of people start thinking like that. And when I was coming up, we didn't have a Don't Tell comedy. So we didn't have you can get the Don't Tell Chicago, and then all of a sudden now I can get into all these producers. I'm using that in my thing. I mean, you could obviously still get ignored because I do. But, yeah, I mean, using your Don't Tell leverage.
You
as
get
well.
Ignored, like, like, I don't know what is going to happen. I went to Don't Tell Ann Arbor. Shout out to Don't Tell Ann Arbor. It was really fun.
Mm-hmm.
But the first accolade, I'm trying to use that to get more Don't Tells.
Yeah.
And now, what is you get ignored? Like,
I'm telling you. Yeah, the first time you do Don't Tell, everybody's like, man, you're going to be able to do every Don't Tell. And then you reach out to a producer. And I wouldn't say I've been left on scene or anything. I just would say when I meet them in person, it's like, oh, I didn't know. All right, man. All right. We comics, man. We all are in there like, did Chris Rock or Sarah Silverman hit us yet? You know what I mean? Yeah. So, but no, you still will. I mean, I've gotten most of the Don't Tells. I won't say the cities that have ignored me still. But
For now. Just sending an audio.
Yeah. Just know. I'm going to keep going. Like,
no, but send an audio message.
Yeah.
Hey, what up?
You're maybe you don't know.
Okay, I'm going to, this is a little bit with the topics of people who stay, like people who get veterans, because this is with objects, because I've been seeing that some, like, Pokemon cards, Nintendo games, all of that shit, like, I don't know where, like, they're old, mm-hmm. no one use it, and then they get vintage, and they like, got super pricey.
Mm-hmm.
And that's happening, like, if you have Pokemon cards, like, the first generation Pokemon cards on sealed pack, that's, like, $1,000. You can sell it for $1,000.
Yeah.
And I was like, what now? In this moment, 2025, you think, like, I should save one of this shit because maybe in 20 years it's going to be expensive as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I don't know what you can, like, buy now that you're like, I'm going to not open this. And maybe in 20 years it will be super expensive. I believe, like,
yeah, because everything's so digital. There isn't real, physical thing. Because even when you think about, like, the NFTs popping off, and you're like, man, this shit done is abstract. This shit done exists for real. You know what I mean? So, damn, that is a good thing. I mean, I thought maybe concert tickets, like physical concert tickets you know what I mean?
The Michael Jackson, the last tour he was going to do, then he died. Like, those tickets sold, like, for $500. Obviously not for the concert, because someone... But those sold for, like, $500, just, like, the ticket.
Yeah. Yeah. See, yeah, I think the physical tickets do very well 20 years down the line. Is anything else? I don't know, vapes. Yo, this thing ruined a generation.
You're like, I talk like this because of
it. Telling you, it's gonna be some Ernest Hemingway ass nigga out there that's like, yo, this was my first vape. Like, I know Snoop Dogg has had the blunts that somebody just took the rest of his blunts and like made a collage of art of them. Yeah,
but it has to be like the weird like flavor.
It
cannot be like a regular flavor. It cannot be like mint. It can be like, dude, this is tropical mango. It's strawberry. This is 2020. Dude, this is hit hard.
This 2020 puff bar. Like this when the flumes first hit the.
This is pandemic flavor.
Now, pandemic vapes was different. That's like the fentanyl that came out in the 2020s. Yeah.
Smoke, put it inside the mask.
Yeah. Oh, put it in the mask. It's crazy.
Dude, I hate so much people that were like, with the fucking mask, and they're like, you have the mask for this only reason why you pull it down. Okay, but
I'm about to say, don't get back in the mask etiquette. That was a wild time. Still is for some of y'all.
If you see like the Centennial Man, like the Robbie Williams movie that he's a robot.
Centennial Man, yeah.
That he carves wood into horses. And that in that movie becomes super expensive. And I believe like a lot of like shit like that, like it's gonna become super expensive.
Like little craft pieces, like
craft pieces, yeah. Like Pokemon, little Pokemon, like that's mm-hmm. gonna be expensive as fuck because everything will be digital.
Right. Yeah, that's hard. The little miniature stuff. You're right. I think the more physical stuff. I would have to think about that for a second. Yeah. Yeah.
Just but like hoarding stuff.
Yeah.
Like a dad. I believe if a dad goes to his garage and is like, he will find stuff like, I saved this for 20 years, but now is. $20 more.
Damn, I thought I hit a lick. Yeah. This ain't real estate, man. That's funny.
Okay, before the pause, what do you think about that? The craziness about Pokemon cards, that there are Pokemon cards that sell like for $5,000.
Yeah, I watch, shout out to Agent 00. I watch Agent 00. He does a lot of Pokemon unpackaging. Well, he just started doing Pokemon unpackaging things. And I grew up on Pokemon. I remember when Pokemon Go came out about, what was that, like 10 years ago? Was that 2016?
Yeah.
That shit hit the streets like wildfire, dog. Like, motherfuckers was in the streets getting hit by cars, you know what I mean? All types of shit for the Pokemon.
You see people in the middle of the lake, like, yeah, that person.
Yeah.
Oh, he found a Lapras. Like, yeah. What the fuck?
No, it's a Charmander out here. Like, all right. But no, it makes sense, you know what I mean? Something like Pokemon still being that big. Because Yu-Gi-Oh! Isn't even that big. And Yu-Gi-Oh! Actually had cards. It was the card game you would pull up with the little map. People would pull up with their map. And I was bad because I didn't have a booklet, Christian. I had a Ziploc bag. I was a poor kid with about 150 cards bent up in my thing. Like, I'm ready for war, nigga. It ain't no holographics in here.
Dude, I was in Venezuela. We have like made of cards. They were like smaller. And they were like literally made from cardboard.
Yo.
Dude, and I have one friend, the nerdiest friend. He made, you know, the second season of Yu-Gi-Oh! That they have the thing on.
Yeah. Boom.
He made it out of cardboard. And when he was going to battle, he was like, wait a minute.
Hold on. I got to get my makeshift point together.
And we're like, yeah, you're going to stay virgin for a long time. You are not going to get any.
Yeah, pussy will elude you. Well, we didn't know the anime craze was going to hit so crazy. So, you know what I mean? You can't hit a little Comic-Con and get you a little comic pussy. You know what I mean?
But
Kamikuchi, my bad.
Not in that moment. I believe now, if people like that shit, a lot of women were like, I'm wet now.
Yeah.
That was really nice. I did expect that. You.
No, I think Pokemon, I think it, like I said, I grew up on Pokemon in the early 2000s for 2016 for a Pokemon game on your phone to start going viral again. It made a lot of sense. I was like, oh, yeah, this shit was the harder game. It was better than Digimon. It was better than...
Yes.
Yeah, so it was just like, yeah, no, that makes sense. Like, dope shit live forever. You know what I mean? We like, oh, nah, that one is the one. Like, you even think about, I don't watch a lot of anime, but I know the One Piece shit has 1,000 episodes.
I'm not doing that.
Yeah. But for something like that to live so long, you're like, oh, motherfuckers fucking with this. Like,
I'm going to end the first part of the episode with this. Like, what I saw about One Piece is like, One Piece doesn't have any like filler, but everything is like, no, and then no, it's the same but just on different angles. Like, the thing never reached this part. It's like, no,
yeah,
bam, 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 bam. I was like, dude, yeah, stop it. It's like 20 minutes of replay of every like action scene. Like, I hate this. All
right, One Piece fans, I am not a part of that. I like the hat.
just the hat. I heard this. I heard that at the end, the treasure that he was looking his friendship, I was like, fuck that shit. Like, this is apparently. And I was like, fuck that shit. No, don't. Mm-mm. Don't do that. It's like Naruto, like defeating and everybody's like, I trained for 1,000 years. It's like, yeah, but I have friends. Look at this. Like, yeah. Fuck you. Okay, we're going to do a pause. We're going to come back. And we are back. We were trying to catch them all. And I mean STDs. But no, like, before, I'm going to say something about Pokemon. I kind of don't like Pokemon right now. I have it, the there's an app, TTGK game, whatever. I don't like it because I did enjoy it when it was like, catch them all. That was the phrase. And they were like 151. I was like, okay, this is kind of doable.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Then it's like, catch them all. How many are there? 8,000. Like, fuck that. Like, yeah. There are way too many. I don't have time for this. I can have 34. That's it. That's my limit.
Man, I never popped that Pokemon Go open. I never was like, no, I'm going to be running around. But I also stopped playing games really early, too. I was like, I just stopped. It wasn't even a pussy thing, but I definitely, now that I'm thinking about it, it might have been. I'm like, man, them niggas that play basketball in sixth grade is getting the hoes. Like, they are hanging with all the girls.
And now it's like going back at you because you see all this anime girl in TikTok. It's like, this is what you could have get if you just stay playing. But
yeah. I didn't know.
But you decide to go to with other baddies.
Yeah. Right. I could have stayed with the anime cosplayers. Now I am with a Zeus networker. No, I'm just playing.
As you know, this is Spider-Man custom. You could have get that. But if you wanted to stay. Yeah. On the
I think that's funny. I think I talk to the kids about that a lot now. Like, you know,
hey, what pussy do you want? That's the conversation with the kids.
The anime distinction, like, if you're not going anime, what's the other route? Because I think I went with other world building shit. Like, I like all the Lord of the Rings. I like every Star Wars. I like Pirates of the Caribbean. You know what I mean? I like all the Harry Potters. You know what I mean? So I do like world building. I like storytelling because I hear that's the hook every time. Like, oh, you don't like storytelling. I'm like, oh, shut the fuck up. Don't be pretentious about that. Don't be pretentious because you watch Bleach, my dog. Like, no. Fuck. Yeah. But yeah, I just think I went with other world building stuff. And in the early 2000s, I think the accessibility everybody has now, we did not have that. So it was like, nah, I'm going to use my cable for this. Nigga, DirecTV going to go out if it start raining. So I got to just focus on this new Harry Potter that just dropped. So,
What do you think about the new one that is going to drop, the series?
Can I tell you something? I've seen more J.K. Rowling news about the movie than I've seen about what the new one is, you know what I mean, gonna do. But
okay, the only thing I'm gonna say, because I have another topic, is that they changed Snape and now Snape is black. And many content creators is like, we are super in favor of inclusion. That's super good. That's amazing. Not with fucking Snape. That's the only fucking character you cannot change, swap the race. Why? And then they put all these points like James Potter bullies Snape at school.
Mm-hmm.
Before it was like, ah, he's a bully. Now it's like, that's fucking racist, George. Come on, James Potter.
And I've been a Harry Potter fan for a long time. No niggas got in the Hogwarts. There must be a HBCU of magic school out there. I would rather the HBCU of magic school get promoted than you make Snape black. I'm kind of with them on that one. This is no Little Mermaid situation. This is kind of like, all right. Now, I kind of like the undertone of Hogwarts of like, nah, they don't accept everybody.
First, that Lady Potter is like, no, I don't want to go out with you. Like, it's like racist. Like, yeah, oh, you don't like blackness. Okay, Lady Potter.
And if Snape is gonna be black, how many other black characters are there, and will they be muggles? Because if I see a white wizard call a black wizard a muggle,
we'll be like, hey, don't use the M word. Like,
say, what? What do you say? Hard M? Like, I'm about to check you.
About the cadaver. Stop this fucking nonsense.
That is funny. Yeah, send their ass to Escobar. Yeah.
Neville and Bottom. Like, the boggers, the things that turns into the things you are most afraid of.
Mm-hmm.
The one from Neville is Snape. When they put that scene, it's like the bugger comes out and turns into a black guy. It's like, Neville, like, come on, dude. Like, what the fuck?
And it's just a bigger black guy. Like Mike Tyson before the face tag.
And Harry Potter at some point is like, I believe Snape is planning something. He doesn't have any proof. He just thinks.
Yeah, he just
now,
keep accusing this black dude.
Yeah.
In the middle of the movie, he like, come on now, bro. Come on. Hey, bro.
Okay, this would not happen like this, but it would be funny. You know, when I believe first second movie that they are doing Quidditch and the broom from Harry is like moving weirdly and he's about to fall down.
Yeah.
And then Hermione sees his name is like kind of mumbling.
Mm.
And he's like, oh, he's doing a spell, so he fell. Like, now that scene, he's just rapping. Like,
y'all about to say he got a ear potty and he listening to Migos.
I like, yeah, that guy. It was that guy.
I would never put a spell on you. Quavo verse was hard. Like,
you're a fucking muggle. Yeah. Like, whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa, whoa.
You fucking muggle.
Now, an episode of Kid and Peele of the older Howard is like, Snappy? We're Snappy. Like, he's pronounced his name. Come on.
I need Snappy to step up to the front. My name is Snape. Ain't no black mama naming her kid.
Where's Hermione? Come on, Hermione.
That's funny.
Harry?
That might be, Hermione might be the one they say right. They might. It's the Draco and all that. Like, who is the
Draco.
Yeah.
But now, I'm going to move to this topic because I want to talk about this. And we're in the path of it. I've been seeing, like, with all that is happening with AI, that there are guys, and I'm thinking about doing that because I need money. There are guys that are creating AI models and making OnlyFans for those AI models.
Mm-hmm. I've seen this.
And I believe, like, lately it's going to get to a point that there's going to be, like, OnlyFans is going to be flooded with AI models.
Mm-hmm.
My question is, do you think people knowing, because I believe at some point they're going to know the difference between AI model and real model, even knowing, oh, this is AI, they'll still, like, buy the subscription?
1,000%. 1,000%. There's nasty motherfuckers out there. Like, I'm not ashamed to. I like porn, but I like amateur porn. Like, I want to see the graininess in there. I want to know you a real person. I want to see her fix the camera.
You want to see, like, the camera just, like, falls down.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Just picking up.
I'm still sweating. Like, I know AI can't give it up like that, but there is just some. I've seen the AI pages, not the OnlyFans ones, but just a baddie. Like, they just showing baddies, and you got me. You throw the right ass out there, I'm in that motherfucker. Like, hold on, let me click her page. But I think on the scroll, for me, I just start getting like, this ain't a real bitch. Like, some of my thing with, I think, the porn stuff is, like, the unattainability, but I can just hit this real person, like, damn, shorty, you ain't gonna respond. Ah, man, I'm in there showing jokes in certain OnlyFans models.
The problem that I think we're gonna get to a point, if you are not there yet, that even you knowing it's AI, there's gonna be a market that of people.
Yeah.
That's like, I don't care if it is AI. I like this AI.
Think about it's girls on OnlyFans right now. I got homegirls that don't fuck on there, that don't get naked. They just showing what they would have showed on Instagram back in the day a few years ago. Like, just bikini pics, you know what I mean?
And
just
bikini,
and they buying it up. Same thing with, like, it's foot girlies out there, you know what I mean, running it up. They running it up. So the thing, that's why I'm like, damn, you said you're going to be an AI pimp for the most. That might be a good market, man.
Dude, I'm really thinking about doing that. But, at least, I believe, before regulation, because at some point there's going to be regulation. Like, you're going to be an AI pimp. Like, what the fuck?
I was about to say, I've been in LA for 5 years. I've met more than I can count the amount of OnlyFans pimps. I've met so many OnlyFans pimps. So as soon as you said it, I went, no, it's going to be a market for that. He's going to have like five of the top bitches in
AI.
And they're going to be all AI. And that's like, yeah, that's sick. That's crazy. Because it's like, we keep joking about, like, on Facebook, like, everybody, parents keep getting caught with any AI video. Like, oh, they got my mama again. Like, no, we are not that far away
from
our age group being like, oh, no, it already happens. You know what I mean? So it's just like, no, man, that's just going to be a gold mine. He said before regulation is hilarious.
There's going to be at some point regulations.
They're going to be in Congress talking about something. We got to regulate this artificial.
Hey, you can have four hoes on your.
But we not letting more than three hoes go out. Like, and if they are in the top 1%, you can only have one top 1% earner. They just start throwing shit in there.
Actually, this. Okay, I'm going to say this business idea because we're just thinking about men. We're just thinking about men buying the shit, but. Women imagination, if you read, usually they're like direct to women. These like fantasy novels, women are fucking crazy. We're like, yeah, I want this AI model dancing in this Spider-Man like a suit, and that's for us, like, yeah. Women is like, I want this half man, half horse with four arms to fuck me. It's like, what the fuck?
That is very funny because the Zane Diaries, you know what the Zane Diaries are?
No.
Zane Diaries, when we were in high school, Zane Diaries was like just the fucking novel. Like, you know what I mean? It was Twilight on paper. Like, just obviously more graphic and descriptive. It was literally that every girl had read the Zane Diaries. But I gotta say, the moment you said, oh, we just talking about women, I didn't think you was gonna talk about women and they love of dick. I thought you was gonna talk about gay men and they love of dick. I definitely thought that's where you was going, Christian. I have a homeboy. He's been doing porn since 2012. I'm not ashamed to say he's a good porn star. He's working.
You're like, do you support my videos? I'm like, yeah, I see all of them, man.
That's funny. That's one of my first stand-up jokes. About, like, because I found out watching a video. I didn't know. I didn't know. I didn't. I said, that is not.
Is that Daniel?
I can't believe you, DuBois. That's a whole nother story. But he constantly talks about, like, especially now within the OnlyFans era, of most of my subscriptions are men.
Yeah.
And I said, man, love OnlyFans. So the moment you said the pimp thing, I thought you was going back to fuck managing AI women.
You can be AI man.
Man, and run it up. Ain't nobody freakier than them. They post all they little grinder app fucking exposés, and them niggas be nasty in there. I'm about to go home with my baby girl. We're about to talk some over.
We're not making sense.
Yeah, we got to.
How much is it? BO3, like shit. Like.
What's the highest gay going for? inclusivity. I'm going right to Boys Town after this. I'm going to figure
like,
out.
I will do AI, like, because I believe it is already flooded with AI women. Like, if you make AI centaurs, there's women that like fantasy novels that they were like, I want to see this shit.
Bestiality. Bestiality.
Half human, half dragon.
How long before you get shut down? Because you talked about regulation. How much could you run up before you like, they got me. I've been showing too much German Shepherd.
That's weird. What we need to find out. Before regulations.
Yeah.
Because I have a friend. She told me, like, oh, this is a novel I'm reading. Mm-hmm. Is in this world, there's like centaurs that they like live with humans, but they find out that the semen of the centaurs is like healing for humans. It heals like a lot of diseases. So they're like factories where the humans jerk off the centaurs, mm-hmm. and in the store,
like milking them like
they're
cows.
Milking it, and one of the women. Falls in love with one of the centaurs.
Oh, that she's milking.
That she's milking, and they fall in love, and she's like, "Yeah, that's so hot." Like, I will. The imagination of women is like, "Yeah, that's so hot." It's like, you're saying you are gonna fuck a horse.
Horse. Yeah, women are nasty, cause like,
like men is like, I wanna fuck a woman with a Spider-Man suit, and they're like, you're fucking nasty. Like,
yeah, I wanna rip the Spider-Man suit.
Yeah, I like feet, and they're like, you're fucking sick.
You trying to fuck Khal Drogo in his horse? I'm like, you not
exactly.
You trying to be a real Dothraki? I don't like that. That is nasty, cause I'm thinking about, did a woman write this book, and where was she? Yeah, in her room, because you think Ernest Hemingway knee deep in some whiskey going, and he sits super poetic. There is a woman in her room going, and then the horse, what? And you can't disguise it with a centaur. That's nasty.
Again, all like we're going to end on this, but on this episode, but we have more to talk about. But again, all the like sexual toys for guys is like, this is a hole.
Yes.
That resembles a pussy.
Yes.
Where you put your dick. Mm-hmm.
Even the ones in jail.
That's it.
Even the jail ones.
That's it. Mm-hmm. Women is like, this is a dick of an alien. I was like, what the fuck? This is a tentacle.
This thing can go in my pussy and my ass at the same time. You're like, why do you have this one?
This is a dick of a dragon. And they have that, but we're the sick ones.
Here's the two-headed dick. It's a double-edged dick. Hey, for the ladies, and I know that the lesbian community, the double-edged dick is crazy, dog. The first time I saw a double-edged dick, I said, I probably should go. Like, you.
Yeah, you will never beat in that.
It ain't even about beating it. It's the type of fucking, because I'm a fat nigga. I've been a fat nigga a long time, Christian, so I know my angles, so I'm a real fucker, as I talk about on stage. But if you double-edged dicking, now I don't want nothing to do with double-edged dicking. That means...
Dude, and there's like
another episode.
When you see dildos, like for women, like again, men is like, this is a pocket pussy. That's it. That's what I want. Women is like, yeah, this is a dick the size of an arm. I was like, why? Why do you have this?
And they pull it out every time. Like nunchucks.
This is the one I like. This is way too. Like,
hey, and make sure they show you after they've seen your dick, too. Yeah, all right.
They're like, okay, I'm going to finish the business. And they grab one shit like this. I'm like, what the fuck?
That's funny.
But yeah, women and nasty, we're going to, like, okay, I have a sound for that.
Women.
But we're that reflect reflects on this. We're going to end this episode. We're going to do the bonus content. Thank you so much for watching. And adios. You got to say adios in Spanish.
Adios. Adios.